So glad to have our next guest joining us, Sean Spicer, the former White House press secretary and host of the Newsmax show Spicer and Company. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Can't believe you gave Mary the day off.
Well, it's great.
I think maybe she's trying to come down to Florida and be here live for our town hall. She didn't want to tell you.
Yeah, no, nicely done. Well, she probably is because she's very interested, and so am I, in the person who you're interviewing. That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Tell us about the town hall tonight.
Yeah, so we're going to we took the show on the road tonight at 6 o'clock on Spicer & Company. We have a town hall here in Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis to talk about everything, why Florida's working, how their economy's doing, school openings, religious freedom, veterans, all the big things that are happening down here in Florida. Obviously, the pipeline, the governor just announced a state of emergency yesterday. We'll talk about that with him, hopefully election integrity. But it's an opportunity to talk about one of the up-and-coming rising stars in the Republican Party. And hear from his voters what they think of how he's doing on all these subjects. So tonight at 6, we got the governor here in Florida.
I can take a guess at who's going to be in your audience tonight, and that includes people who want to run for president in 2024 on the Republican ticket. Because, you know, Ron DeSantis is constantly talked about in this way, that he's definitely the kind of guy who Republicans would be interested in. And boy, Republicans nationwide seem to be giving him a lot of credit for the way that he's running things in Florida. What has Ron DeSantis done? Like, what's been the magic in his governorship that's made the difference and that has attracted so many conservatives?
You know, Vince, it's interesting. Obviously, that's the question I want to ask him. Same thing, because here's the thing that I find fascinating about Ron DeSantis. He entered the Republican primary for governor against Adam Putnam, a longtime Florida family establishment candidate, and beat him. Then he went into the general election against Andrew Gillum. Gillum was definitely the favorite. He beat him. Then he came into office. You see a lot of the expectations. Cuomo was kicking butt. He was doing all the right things. DeSantis wasn't. And DeSantis played the long game. He knew, trusted his gut or listened to the right people. That's what I want to ask him tonight, because he came out on top. And the question is, why? What was the decision making? Who was he listening to? Those are the things that I want to know. I think the people here tonight will want to know. Why did Ron DeSantis make those decisions the way he did to end up on top? Because you're right, everybody's looking at Florida between the schools and the economy and asking, why are they, you know, rising to the top?
Yes.
And what did the governor do differently here?
Yeah, I think the secret sauce for Ron DeSantis is, unlike most governors, he treated voters like they're adults. I think that was the single biggest thing he did. And it's such a simple thing to do, but too many people are obsessed with power.
You know, you're absolutely right. Because when you treat people like adults and say, hey, I know you can manage your business and you can be smart and safe and you can treat your kids well and teachers can do their job well, that's number one. Number two is, I don't think that, you know, it's the same thing with Trump. At the end of the day, if you're authentic, if you trust your gut and you make the right decisions instead of trying to poll test everything, which is what most politicians do, you end up usually going in the right direction. And I think the thing about Ron DeSantis is that he trusted his gut, whether it was the way he did his campaign or the way he's governing now. He didn't try to poll test everything he did and figure out how to try to be the most popular person. He made the right decisions for the right reasons,
yes,
and he ended up on top.
Yeah, and voters can sniff out phoniness. They can tell right away that you don't actually believe what you're saying. So let's talk about another governor's race, because now all of a sudden we have a ticket in Virginia. Glenn Youngkin for governor, Winsome Sears for lieutenant governor, and Jason Meares for attorney general. Is it my imagination, or is this a formidable ticket in Virginia?
Well, not just formidable, but, you know, look, think about what you just said. It may be one of the most diverse. I mean, I think from a GOP standpoint, it's probably the most diverse Republican ticket in Virginia's history. You have Glenn Youngkin at the top. You've got Winsome Sears, a female black candidate. And to my knowledge, Winsome Sears will be the first female black candidate of either party to run statewide. And then Jason Meares running as attorney general. I think this is going to be interesting. We'll see how the Democratic primary goes. But the Republicans may have the diverse field slate of candidates. But it's not just diverse. It's formidable. And I think when you look at Glenn Youngkin at the top, you've got a very, very successful CEO that's an outsider, not a politician, who, you know, is going to be very tough for Terry McAuliffe to try to brand as someone. He's an outsider, and he doesn't have the voting record and the baggage that Terry McAuliffe does, both politically from his time with the Clintons and then as governor, where he had to take a lot of positions and sign things into law or not. I think this is going to be a great year for Republicans. We've got a great opportunity to present a unified, diverse ticket that can move Virginia forward.
I mean, I realize, you know, the way the demographics in Virginia have changed through the years, so many people moving into Northern Virginia in particular, adding a lot of Democrat votes. It's a challenging environment, more challenging than ever before for Republicans. But just based on the politics alone, if you can't win on Democrats springing murderers and not telling the families, that's the parole board scandal in Virginia. If you can't win on Democrats crushing the school system needlessly during the pandemic, if you can't win on all of the ways in which Democrats have enabled crime, hurt victims, you know, made things worse in terms of infrastructure, the traffic getting worse, all of those things, then really you don't deserve to be a real political party at all. I mean, this seems like a real opportunity for Republicans against Democrats who very much deserve to be thrown out of power.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I think a couple things. One is the elections the last few haven't been great for Republicans, but they're not blowouts. We've been able to keep the score close enough anyway. And I think that when you look at the ticket that we have this time and the financing, Glenn Youngkin's hopefully going to be putting a lot of his own money into this, which is going to enable him to get that campaign, continue the momentum he had out of the convention, and get a general election campaign up real quick, which is going to make a big, big difference. So I think that the resources are going to be there. That's huge to compete with the Democrats, number one. Number two is that the depth, strength, diversity of this ticket is number two. Number three is this, and you touching on this, but the extremism, this is not the Terry McAuliffe that was governor 4 years ago. This is the AOC Terry McAuliffe. They are now trying to do what Joe Biden did, which is present what used to be a moderate case and wrap it in these new left-wing socialist progressive policies and represent themselves, kind of, not let the voters know that they've really kind of continued to go far, far to the left. I think that's going to give the entire Republican ticket an attempt to say, hey, I don't care. Northern Virginia isn't as far crazy left as what Terry McAuliffe is proposing now. And I think that that's the advantage. Glenn Youngkin is a smart, successful, reasonable, pragmatic businessman that can bring that kind of success to the governor's mansion. And Terry McAuliffe is talking about taking Virginia to an extreme hard left that I think even most Democrats in Northern Virginia are not ready to go.
That Northern Virginia question is the big one. How much can they win in Northern Virginia? That's the area that Ken Cuccinelli, he was ahead on election night until they counted Fairfax County. That's when he lost.
Right.
We're talking to Fairfax County Chairman this morning at 8:15. The chairman of the Fairfax County Republican Party at 8:15 this morning about that very thing. That's Steve Knotts. And, of course, Winston Sears will join us at 8:05 this morning. Can't wait for that interview. Make sure to hit that. In the meantime, Sean Spicer, you have a big interview tonight. That's at 6 o'clock on Newsmax with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Best of luck.